Penguin Audio presents Swimming to Elba by Silvia Avallone, read by Cassandra Campbell. Part 1. Best Friends. Chapter 1. Within the round blur of the lens, the body, headless, shifted slightly. A backlit wedge of flesh pulled into focus. From last year to this, that body had changed slowly under its clothing. And now, this summer in the binoculars, it was bursting into view. The distant eye nibbled at the details. The strap of the swimsuit bottom, a strand of seaweed on the hip, muscles flexing just above the knee, the arc of the calf, an ankle dusted with sand. The eye swelled and reddened with the effort of burrowing into the lens. The teenage body leaped out of the field of view and plunged into the water. A moment later, the viewfinder now repositioned and the focus recalibrated, the body reappeared, topped by a gleaming blonde head of hair, and a burst of laughter so violent, even from this distance, just the sight of it, that it shook you down to the ground. It felt like you had tumbled into that laugh, past the white teeth and the dimples on the cheeks and the hollow between the shoulder blades and the indentation of the belly button and all the rest. She was playing like any girl her age, without a hint of suspicion that someone might be watching her. Her mouth opened wide. What could she be saying? And to whom? She sliced into a wave, emerging from the water with the triangle of her swimsuit top askew.